Rabbosai, our limud every day of halacha is as a schus for the refuah of Yosef Dov ben Chayla, hishtav refuah shleim of Bekorev, v'soich shalchoy liYisrael. So tomorrow, Mir Tashem, will be the first day of Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. So we're going to start learning in Mir Tashem the halachas of Chodesh Tammuz and the 3 weeks that are following. Haboim Oleinu L'Toivo. First thing to know is that I didn't know that there was even a chashash about it, but we're all used to going to chasnas up to Shavuos Batamos. But there are a number of poskim who hold that one cannot make any chasnas right from the beginning of Tammuz. And here in Nitei Gavriel, he brings down a whole list of, there are poskim, and there are also various branches of chasidus who had min hogim making. So he says, Mutar la'asos nisuin. He says, you're allowed to make nisuin on Chodesh Tammuz until Yud Zayin Boi. And B'li Neder, we will speak about what is the halacha if you want to make a chasna on the night of Shavuos Batamos before the fast starts. And Bifrat this year, because the night of Shavuos Batamos is Nidcha onto Sunday, and Motzei Shabbos.
It's not Nidcha.
It falls on Sunday. Okay, so the question is whether or not you can make chasna on the Motzei Shabbos. Yeah, hypothetically.
Okay. What time would you start?
Pardon?
It starts at 11.
Okay, that's maybe in London, yeah? What time is Motzei Shabbos in Melbourne?
Yeah?
I'm just saying, so it's possible, yeah? Anyway, so these are things that we're going to discuss, because obviously there's the question of the Shavuot Brachos carrying on into the 3 weeks, etc., etc. But just to know, that there is such an inyan. There are some people who are noig not to make any chasnas even in the first 17 days of the month of Tammuz, and there are certain days within it, the 7th, the 9th, and Erev Shabbos Chukas, there are certain special days within it where there are people who have special minhagim as well. So B'leidu will be looking at those dates just out of interest, because it's posha interesting to remember the dates. The dates matter. There are days between now and Shavuos Batamos of note. Torreway, Northwest London, Thursday, Chof Tes Sivan, the 25th of June, Rabbi Yossi Cohen Shlita, Eis Milchomo. Our limud this week, the Torah Way Shurim this week have been sponsored by Family Halibard, Lichvoy Simchas Nisuim of Benji Kahan with Batya Halibard, Benji Kahn and Batya Halibard, yeah, whose chasna, I think, is B'shor Tov Mislachas today. That's right, yeah. Dozam B'shor Tov Mislachas, and also as a schus for all the chayolim and the chatufim and all the people who are in Eretz Yisrael need to Yeshua.
Very good morning, Rabbi Sai. It's once again a great pleasure to be here. I see that Turnaway has been upgraded here with this video machine. I think you need to tell all the speakers from Eretz Yisrael to make sure that their ties match their suits, which is something we could have handled till now differently. But anyway, the title I gave to this shiur is Eis Milchoma, and obviously, when I gave the title, the Milchama was raging, and the truth is, the Milchama, unfortunately, is still raging. And tragically, we're hearing difficult news on a daily basis. And what I wanted to try and discuss today here is the general defense of Eretz Yisrael from a spiritual perspective. We don't all live here in Eretz Yisrael. We all have loved ones in Eretz Yisrael. We, Baruch Hashem, have the schus to visit Eretz Yisrael. And what I want to discuss today is how we see in Chazal, in Psukim, that the security of Eretz Yisrael is very, very much dependent on how we treat that country. And often, you know, we travel to, open quotes, to Israel, We pack our sun cream, we pack our sunglasses, we're off to Israel. And it is of utmost importance that we always remember that the rules of Eretz Yisrael and the spiritual climate that that country demands is something that we always need to be tapped into. That when we come to Eretz Yisrael, we're not just coming to another country. And when we live in Eretz Yisrael, we're not just living in another country. And the sensitive, so to speak, spiritual digestive system of that country is extremely delicate. And the way we behave, or Khalila otherwise, has direct ramifications to the security of the country. The Shlach HaKadosh in one place actually asks a question. How come we find throughout Tanakh multiple times that we call it Eretz Canaan? The Torah calls it Eretz Canaan again and again and again. You can count on one hand how many times it's called Eretz Yisrael in Tanakh. But Eretz Canaan? All over the place. Now I understand until we entered the land, for reasons Chazal discuss, Canaan was given that land, the name. But surely once we entered the land, from then on, surely from the days of Yeshua ben Nun and following, I would assume that this country would always and only be referred to as Eretz Yisrael. Says the Shlach HaKadosh, the message of the title Eretz Canaan is eternally relevant. Canaan, spelled Chof Nun Ayin Nun, has the root of the word Kna, Hachno'a. Like we say in Shemoneh Esrei, Shoiver Oivim Umachnia Zedim. Chof Nun Ayin being the root. Canaan himself was a slave. Hachno'a means to subjugate, to be subservient to. Says the Shlach HaKadosh, the Torah, the Tanakh, keeps on calling this country Eretz Canaan to remind us then and always that living in this land, owning this land, is absolutely dependent on our hachno'a to our Kodesh Baruch Hu and his Torah and mitzvahs. So much so, the Shlach HaKadosh says that a person living in Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Canaan, on a daily basis should remind themselves, I live in Eretz Canaan. I live in Eretz Canaan. So even though it's our land, but we are being reminded, hachno'a has to be there, living in that land. The Ramak Ramosha Cordovero, the great Kabbalist of Tzfat 500 years ago, writes that geographically, if you look at the borders of Eretz Yisrael, how the Torah defines the borders of Eretz Yisrael, interestingly, every single border is defined by a body of water. The northern border is all the way up to Nahar Paros, the Euphrates River. The southern border is the Egyptian brook, Nahar Mitzrayim, body of water. The western border, of course, is the Mediterranean. And the eastern border is the Yarden. Haloi Dovarhu. Every single border of Eretz Yisrael, the borders, it's not an island, it's not England, but it's defined by a body of water. Says the Ramak, water, as we know, is the element of purification. A person or a thing that is tomei is immersed in water and comes out toher. Water is the symbolism of tahara, of purification. Says the Ramak, when a person enters Eretz Yisrael, they need to, so to speak, immerse themselves in tahara. You're not just entering another country on the planet. We are entering the king's palace. They are moinoi shel melech. And he actually says that there were those who literally, physically immersed themselves in water before they entered the land of Eretz Yisrael. Obviously not advisable to do on a Boeing 747, heaven forbid. But the concept, to immerse ourselves in the mehadas, that we're not just entering another country. And the way we treat Eretz Yisrael, and the way we live in Eretz Yisrael, and visit Eretz Yisrael, needs to be with that awareness. This is Eretz Canaan. This is a place which demands a higher level on many levels. So this is what I want to discuss today in the short time that we have and delve into this, because again we know and believe in the concept of a spiritual climate, and the way we behave, whether it's in Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz, has impacts across the Jewish world. And once again, when we ever visit Eretz Yisrael, to be aware of what is required. And as we'll see, this is a certain internal battle. This is a certain Eis Milchama that's going on a spiritual dimension as we talk in Eretz Yisrael. And to a great degree, our security depends on it. There is a Mishnah in Ovis, which we're going to be reading soon. The Mishnah says as follows. Golos bar la'olam. Golos comes to the world for the following four sins. Alavodah Zarah, Gili Arayis, Shvichas Domim, and Hashmotas Haaretz. Four sins. The four sins that can cause Golos to come to the world, specifically to Eretz Yisrael, are Avodah Zarah, Gili Arayis, Shvichas Domim, and not keeping Shmita. And the Maharal, in his Perish on Ovis, elaborates on this Mishnah in a very fascinating way. Before I continue, this is not just a hypothetical Mishnah. Tragically, this was the story that happened in Bais Rishon. The four sins, Chazal tell us, that caused Churban Bais Rishon and actually caused us to be expelled physically from Eretz Yisrael for 70 years to Golos Bavel, were these very four sins. Avodah Zarah, Gili Arayis, Shvichas Domim, and for 70 years we were banished because there was a lack of keeping Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael. So the Mishnah is not just a hypothetical Mishnah. What the Mishnah is telling us here is there are four specific Averas that can actually cause Cholila Golos, meaning we are expelled from Eretz Yisrael. Now again, it is no secret, as we'll discuss, that these Averas are occurring. If your question is, how come there's no expulsion from Eretz Yisrael? Well, anyone who's looked at the last few years going on Eretz Yisrael, what is going on is a form of Golos. People can't live where they're supposed to live. People have been moved from one place to the other and going into Golos back and forth, not able to live under normal circumstances in Eretz Yisrael. And working on these inyonim, again, we'll see how these are relevant to us. At first glance, Avodah Zarah, Gili Arayis, and Shvichas Domim, and not keeping Shmita or not, but we'll see. But once again, the protection of Eretz Yisrael, as we will see, is absolutely dependent on guarding ourselves on all levels in these particular areas. The Maharal asks the obvious question, that is, why specifically these Averas? Obviously, three of them are the cardinal sins, but what is it about, again, the digestive system of Eretz Yisrael that cannot stomach and cannot tolerate specifically these four Averas? And the Maharal goes on to say that we know Eretz Yisrael, besides its name, has multiple names, but also has different tarim, different descriptions, different praises. And amongst those praises are the following. We know that Eretz Yisrael is known as Eretz HaKodesh. It's called the Holy Land. Its air is holy, Avira de Eretz Yisrael, Machkim. Its soil is holy. Only unique in Eretz Yisrael are the halachas of the agricultural laws. Eretz Yisrael, Shmita, others, Trumas, Maisras. The land is holy, its waters are holy. Eretz HaKodesh, it is the holy land. That's one of the toyarim, of the descriptions of Eretz Yisrael. It's Eretz HaKodesh. Another description of Eretz Yisrael that we find in Pesukim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sealed and signed and attached his name to Eretz Yisrael. It's a toyar, it's a description of Eretz Yisrael that it's called Hashem's land. For example, there's a pasuk which says, Lo Yeshvu Be'eretz Hashem. He's connected his name to it. Vayedabru al Elokei Ha'aretz. He is Elokei Ha'aretz. Multiple Pesukim where we find HaKadosh Baruch Hu has attached and sealed his name to this land. It's a Shevach of Eretz Yisrael that is called Hashem's land. Hashem's land. Svona writes that even though Hashemayim Shemayim LaHashem Va'aretz Nosan Livnei Odom, that's besides Eretz Yisrael. That's my land. I am Elokei Ha'aretz. So one title is it's called Eretz HaKodesh. Another title is it's called, in multiple Pesukim and Chazal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's land. It's his land. A third title we find in Pesukim is that this country, Eretz Yisrael, is called Eretz HaChaim. V'nosati tzvi be'eretz HaChaim, says the Novi. Eretz HaChaim. Ba'aretz Eretz Achaim. You find that across Tanakh. Why is it called Eretz Achaim? Not just because it's a lively place, but as the Gemara says in Ksubas, it's called Eretz Achaim because Afilu Meiseh Achaim. It is so alive that that's where Tchias HaMesim eventually will occur. And even those that are dead will come back to life. It's Eretz HaChaim because Sha'afilu Meiseh HaChaim. Even the dead will come back. Tchias HaMesim will not be in London or in Switzerland or in America. Our loved ones that are temporarily lying in the Bati Kvaris across Chutz La'aretz will return. Tchias HaMesim will happen in Eretz Yisrael. It will happen in Eretz HaChaim. How they will get there is another discussion, but that is where it will be. So those are three of the titles of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz HaKodesh, it is Hashem's land, He is Elokei HaAretz, and Eretz HaChaim. Says the Maharal, when we look at the three cardinal sins, the three cardinal sins are the antithesis to those very titles. Eretz HaKodesh, Kodesh, Kedusha is the antithesis of Gili Arayis. Kol mokim sha'atamoitze gede erva, shom atamoitze kedusha. Kedusha by definition is something which is elevated from the physical world. Why is Hashem called Hakel HaKodesh? Because we are mamim b'munah shleima, one yud gimel ikrim, there's no guf here. There's no masiga guf, there's no physicality here whatsoever. Something which is elevated beyond the physical is associated with the world of kedusha. Eretz HaKodesh, the kedusha title of Eretz Yisrael, is the antithesis of what Gilead Arayis is. There's nothing more base, nothing more low and physical than that sin. If there's going to Chalila be Gilead Arayis in Eretz HaKodesh, the title of Eretz HaKodesh can't stomach that. The title of Eretz HaKodesh will reject that. Golos Bola Olam. The second title that we find of Eretz Yisrael is that Hashem again is Elokei HaAretz. Lo yeshvu be'eretz Hashem. This is my land. This is my country. Avodah Zarah, serving the gods of others, that is the antithesis of Avodah Zarah. The Elokei HaAretz title will reject of the Avodah Zarah. And of course, Eretz HaChaim, which has that title because Afilu Meiseh HaChaim, even the dead are going to come back to life. And you're doing Ritzicha, the Shvichas Domim in Eretz HaChaim. Eretz HaChaim will not be able to handle that. And Eretz HaChaim will reject, Chalila, the people that commit Shvichas Domim in Eretz Yisrael. So those three titles, says the Maharal, are the reason why Golos Bala Olam, specifically for those three cardinal sins. Shmita, says the Maharal, again, this needs more analyzing exactly what the Kavana of the Holy Maharal here is, but in a few sentences, basically what he says here is that Shmita is something that Eretz Yisrael intrinsically deserves in its own right. He gives an example of Shabbos, just like Shabbos is something which deserves Menucha, because Shabbos, the Mila of Shabbos, the Kedusha of Shabbos is such that we, Klal Yisrael, as a nation that is connected to Shleimus, someone who has a connection to Shleimus has a concept that connects to Menucha. And Shabbos is something that we as a nation are deserving. Says the Maharal, just like Shabbos is something that we as a nation that have a connection to Shleimus are entitled to, Eretz Yisrael as a place also has a connection to Shleimus. Lo sechzar kol bo. It lacks nothing. And therefore its shaychus to Shleimus is something which intrinsically gives it the honor of being able to have a concept of Shabbos. Shmita is a Shabbos. That's what it is. Shabbos, Shabbos, Niyel Oretz. So again, these are words which obviously need more understanding. But again, in one sentence, what the Maharal here is saying is that just like we as a nation deserve a Shabbos, Eretz Yisrael mipnei etzem ma'alosa, because of its connection to Shleimus, is deserving intrinsically on its own right to the concept of Shabbos, i.e. Shmita. So therefore, we can now translate all this into that Mishnah in Avos. Golos Baal Olam, which means we can be banished Cholila from Eretz Yisrael for the following sins. Again, in this order, the Mishnah brings it, but Avodah Zarah, Gili Arayis, Shvichas Domim. Avodah Zarah, again, is the antithesis of the Elikei Haaretz title. Gili Arayis is the antithesis of Eretz HaKodesh title. And Shvichas Domim is the antithesis of the Eretz HaChaim title. And Shmita Zaharet, which is something the land intrinsically deserves itself. Here the Maharal does something very fascinating. And he shows us where the Teresh Baal Peh here, the Mishnah, finds its blueprint in Teresh B'Ksav, which is itself a gift of its own. We know in Parashas B'Kosai, which is the first of the Teichachas, the Ramban says the two Teichachas, B'Kosai is forecasting the tragedies and the events of Chorban Bayis Rishon, I stress, and Kisavoi focuses on the Teichachah of Chorban Bayis Sheni. Although again, the concepts are relevant always, the Torah is always relevant, and says the Maharal, towards the end of the Teichachah, it seems to be still in the Teichachah, we have a Pasuk, and we're familiar with this Pasuk, and we say this Pasuk, we make a big fuss of it on Rosh Hashanah, but those that say Korbanos on a daily basis, we say the Akedah, we daven these words every single day. V'zacharti esprisi Yaakov, v'af esprisi Yitzchak, v'af esprisi Avram ezker, v'ha'aretz ezker. And then it goes on, it seems to be again, the Pasuk beforehand is a tragic Pasuk, and the pasuk after that it seems to be part of the Teichachah Va'aretz Te'ozev Mehem Vatiretz Eshrab Seisir. It seems still to be part of the Teichachah, and yet we constantly beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu with this very, very pasuk. Every morning a person should say after the Akedah, we say the Akedah, should say the Akedah, and every day we mention the Akedah, the mere mention of it is Mo'ere the schus of Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak, and does great things for us. And every single day we say these words, and we should think about them especially these days now. Ribbono shel Olam, kamoi shekavash Avraham Avinu es rachamav v'chuli. And then we ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, v'sisnai gimonu Hashem elekeinu b'midas hachesed v'midas harachamim, uv'tuvcha godoil yoshuv charoin apcha me'amcha u'me'ircha. These are tefillahs for Eretz Yisrael, for Yerushalayim, that we should be thinking and saying these days. Please be mekayim these words. Interesting. Part of the Teichacha, is it or isn't it? It seems to be somewhere in between. And the answer seems to be, well, that all depends on us. Are these words part of the Teichacha, or are these words the ultimate bracha and tefillah that we daven for and so desperately need these days as we are davening for Eretz Yisrael, Ircha, etc.? Says the Maharal, here is the blueprint of our Mishnah in Avos. Eretz Yisrael belongs to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. It was given to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The Al Shekhar Kodesh and others say this is quite a frightening concept to realize, but they bring this down. The Eretz Yisrael does not belong to us. It belongs to them. If we go in the ways of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, we are the inheritors. We are the ones who are zeicha to live and have and own Eretz Yisrael. But it's totally dependent on Im B'chukosai Tilechu, which the Baal HaTurim actually says is Rashi Tevas Ovois Im B'chukosai Tilechu. Rashi Tevas Ovois, says the Baal HaTurim, if you go in the Derech of the Ovois, all the blessings, it's all yours. But once again, our rights to Eretz Yisrael are absolutely dependent on whether we do or do not emulate the ways of the Ovois. Says the Maharal, this pasuk is the blueprint of our Mishnah. V'zacharti esprisi Yaakov, v'af esprisi Yitzchak, v'af esprisi Avram, ezker, v'aretz ezker. Again, things are being switched in different orders here, but basically what he says is, I'm going to go in the order of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, but we'll see. Avram, in one sentence, he says, is the antithesis of Gili Arayis. Yitzchak is the ultimate antithesis of Avodah Zarah. And Yaakov is the antithesis of Shvichas Damim. Before I say another word, obviously, all the Avos are the antithesis of all the averas. However, it doesn't get further away from the concept of Gili Arayas than Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, as the Maral says, a remez ledova. Gili Arayas is obviously involving oneself where one shouldn't be. Avraham Avinu, about his own wife, said, Hineino yodati ki isho yefas mareot. Which according to one pshat in Rashi means kipshutai. He didn't know what she looked like. It seems he was so focused on Pnimius that he poshut did not know what she looked like. Now everyone is entitled to know what their spouse looks like. One should apparently know. It's actually discussed. Sechtas Kiddushin, Perit Beis, that question is discussed. But what is... That's the Madrega of Kedusha that Avraham Avinu had. You can't get further away from Gili Arayas than such a Madrega. Also, this is not our discussion now, but in one sentence we know that Chesed is used in Chumash to mean two things. It means kindness, charity, Chesed, and it also means Gili Arayas. The Torah uses that word. You may not do this in this marriage, ki Chesed hu. Because in one sentence, Chesed has a good side and a flip side. Chesed, in its ultimate level, is what Avraham Avinu was. Gili Arayas is a perverted form of Chesed. It's a perverted form of giving. That's basically what it is. So it's the clipper, it's the flip side of Chesed, true Chesed, is Gili Arayas. That's why Yishmael, our arch enemy these days, is infamous for their adultery, for their immorality. How can that come from the house of Avraham Avinu? The answer is, it's because it came from the house of Avraham Avinu. He came from Avraham Avinu's house, took the chesed, but didn't take the Torah part of it, and the result is that they are infamous, as Chazal say, 10 measurements of immorality came to the world, and our cousins took 9/10 of them. But this is the antithesis of true chesed. Avraham Avinu is true chesed. The antithesis at the other end of the spectrum is Gili Arayas. Do you want to stay in Eretz HaKodesh? We have to emulate Avraham Avinu, who's the owner of Eretz HaKodesh. Chalila, the world of Gili Arayas, is something which can cause Golus Bola Olam. Yitzhak Avinu is the antithesis of Avodah Zarah. Nothing gets further than that. Again, we know Avraham Avinu destroyed Avodah Zarah. We're not excluding here. But it doesn't get more than being a korban laHashem yourself. Yitzchak Avinu is a korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no greater symbol of devotion than that. Avodah Zarah is serving the gods of others. This is giving yourself over to the one and only. Again, Remez Ladova, when Esav's wives were conjuring up these Avodah Zarahs, Yitzchak's eyes went blind. The sensitivity of his vision. His eyes just cannot tolerate it. The carbon, the quintessential carbon himself, can't handle any trace of Avodah Zarah. Do you want to stay in Elekei Haaretz's country? You need to emulate the owner of Elekei Haaretz's country, the one he gave it to, which is Yitzchak Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is the antithesis of Shvichas Damim. He's at the other end of the spectrum. Esav is the murderer. Esav is the man who's killing and plucking life. Yaakov Avinu, the Ish Emes, he's the one who's oisek all his life in kihem chayenu v'erech yomenu. There's no one further than Shvichas Damim, than Yaakov Avinu, who brings life to the world. Fascinating, the Maral says, we know that the Kedusha of Yaakov Avinu was such, shleigid ro'ah, keri miyomov, which Chazal compared to the Avera of Shvichas Damim. There's nothing further than that. Nothing in the world can be further than Shvichas Damim, than the level of Koichi Voracious Oini, as Rashi says, the Kedusha of Madrega of Yaakov Avinu, the antithesis, complete antithesis to Shvichas Damim. Says the Maharal, in the middle of the Teichacha, we have this pasuk, V'zocharti Esprisi Yaakov, who is the antithesis of Shvichas Damim. Va'afas Brisi Yitzchak, who's the antithesis of Avodah Zarah. Va'afas Brisi Avraham, who's the antithesis of Gili Arayas. V'ha'oretz Ezker. V'ha'oretz Ezker, says the Maharal, in the blueprint of our Mishnah, is Shemitah. The Oretz Ezker is referring to the land itself. The Maral says something very interesting here. He says that, once again, Shemitah is something the land intrinsically deserves. As much as Eretz Yisrael belongs to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov belong to Eretz Yisrael. Says the Maharal, Moshe L'Moad Avodayma, says the Medrash, a king who had three daughters, he sends them off to a distant land, but he sends them with a shifcha achas megadlosa, a wet nurse to look after his three children. And whenever the king inquired about the welfare of his daughters, he always inquired about the welfare of the shifcha achas megadlosa, because this shifcha is nurturing my three children. Says the Maharal, the shifcha achas megadlosa, the place, the person, the kaviyachol, the place here that nurtures Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov to become who they became was Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu inquires about the welfare of Eretz Yisrael, as the same time he's inquiring about the welfare of his three children. And that's why it doesn't say the Ezkor Oretz. It says V'Zachartis B'si Yaakov B'si Avraham Yitzchak, and then if it would say V'Ezkor Oretz, that implies I'll remember the land. Va'aretz Ezker means that when I'm talking about them, the land itself deserves. Va'aretz Ezker, the land itself deserves to be remembered. Not just, by the way, I'm remembering them, I remember the land. Va'aretz Ezker is the land intrinsically deserves. Eretz Yisrael in its own right, connecting to Shlemus, deserves its own mention. Because Shmitas Aretz displays this idea. The next words are Va'aretz Te'asav Mehem. It's the middle of the Teichacha. Va'aretz Te'asav Mehem. Golos Ba'al Oilam. That's the continuation of the Mishnah, of the Pasuk. So again, the Mishnah in Ovah says Golos Ba'al Oilam Alavoy Dezara Gili Arayis Shvichas Domim and not keeping Shemitah. The blueprint of that Mishnah is V'Zachartis Brisi Yaakov, the antithesis of Shvichas Domim. V'Afes Brisi Yitzchak, the antithesis of Avodah Zarah. Vafis Brisi Avram, the antithesis of Gilead Arayis. Va'aretz Ezko, the land itself, Hashmata Sa'aretz. Next words, Va'aretz Te'osef Mehem. That's Golos Ba'al Olam. You'll be kicked out. Chas v'shalom. How can we use this tefillah as a schus? We're davening these words every day. But the answer is, if we do emulate the Avos, and we are careful in these areas, then Adarabba, this becomes the ultimate bracha, not klalot. We define if this pasuk is a bracha or a klalot. Just very briefly, if I may just have 2 more minutes. How on earth dare I speak to Chashav Yidden, Avodah Zarah, Gili Arayis, Shvichas Domim, Shmitas Haaretz? But each one of these four, has final levels of it. And if again, unfortunately, it's no secret, these Averas are happening in Eretz Yisrael. So our Milchama here, the Ace Milchama, there's a lot we can do, coming to Eretz Yisrael, not being in Eretz Yisrael, whatever it is, living in Eretz Yisrael, to work on going to the other extreme of these Averas. And to realize that once again, the sensitive digestive system of Eretz Canaan, of the land, Asher Tomid Eini Hashem Elekecha Bo Mireishis Hashanah V'Adachas Hashanah, requires us to work on higher levels. Very briefly, Avodah Zarah, where, how does Avodah Zarah? But, for example, Kol HaKoyes Kilo Oved Avodah Zarah. There are finer levels of Avodah Zarah. We can't talk to ourselves, Baruch Hashem, we're not serving idols. But Chazal used certain examples of Midas that are connected to Avodah Zarah. There's more to say about this, but just give that as an example of something that everyone can work on, especially in Eretz Yisrael, Gaiva, realizing who runs this world. These are more finer, again, to counterbalance the literal sins that are unfortunately happening. By working on this higher level in one way or another. Gili Arayis obviously includes anything to do with that Avera on whichever level it is, but someone who's on an ultimate Madrega who has no Shaychus whatsoever to anything to do with this Avera, I remind you what the Bria Halacha says, that I quote in Siman Aleph of Shulchan Aruch, he says here, Ubiklal Znus, Umishu Roidef Achataibas Oilam mibli shechavim bohem klal lekavona teva. Kolima shelo yase som kadesh yamid bori v'yuchal ishtadl b'avodas bori rak kavanase tomid leharbis tanugim gedolim nafshei. So there's what to work on for every person. Bichlal znus, says the Be'alocha, is someone who involves themselves in whichever physical activities for not the right reasons. To try and do everything with a kavana toiva, not just for the sake of personal selfish gratification. These are madregas which every person on any level can continue working on. But continuing work on these things, once again, is counterbalancing forces of evil or sins that are literally happening. And of course, Shvichas Domim, which Baruch Hashem is not something we're involved in, but we know all what the Rabbeinu Yonah says. Embarrassing a person is included in Shvichas Domim. You're causing, when you chalila stab somebody, you cause blood to spill out their body. When you embarrass someone, you cause blood to flow in the wrong direction to their head. In Eretz Yisrael, perhaps we should be more careful specifically in the areas of Shvichas Domim. Ribis is considered to be Shvichas Domim on different levels. And of course, Shmittah, even though we're not in Shnas HaShmittah, the essence and the concept of Shmittah is to do with Emunah. So there's what to work on. And we have to realize that all these areas, working on them in Eretz Yisrael, visiting Eretz Yisrael, from a distance, creating a spiritual climate, all this is something which protects us. And once again, I conclude with the words, Be'ezra Hashem, working on this, V'sisnai gimcha Hashem elekeinu b'midas ha-chesed b'midas ha-rachamim, ובטובך הגודל יושב חרין אפך מעמך ומעירך ומארצך ומנחל עשך וקיים לנו השם אלכן הסדו ושתחתונו בסרצך על ידי מושת אבדך כאומו וזכרת יספיסי יעקב ואף יספיסי יצחק ואף יספיסי אברהם עזכר וארץ עזכר.
What's the possible after
the says the Oretz which means that's the group of the gods.
I've missed a part. I'm a sukkim. Just for a second. Very beautiful. Christ, that was.